Blog Talk Radio.
August 25th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday greetings to you. I hope you had an amazing weekend, and I hope you have an even more amazing week. In fact, you know what? I hope life gets more and more amazing for you, too. It really can. If you think you're happy now, just keep on thinking those wonderful, amazing thoughts and seeing positive things and using the power of your imagination and energy and watch what can happen. Life gets more and more amazing. Yes, it does. Oh, but okay, I hear some of you thinking, yeah, but what happened to my life? I feel stuck. Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm not glad that you're stuck, of course, but the good news is that there are ways to get unstuck. Yes, there are. Many times there are reasons we're stuck, but we can't see all those reasons for ourselves. My guest today is Sandy Abbey. Among her incredible gifts, Sandy's gifted with psychic ability and insight and is helping others in their lives get unstuck among a myriad of other things she's able to see that can help change lives. She's been seen over the years on many TV, radio, and internet stations and heard as well worldwide, and I'm happy to have her on my Foxology stage today. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Silver Ray. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor to be here.
Well, same for me, and I'm so thankful that you had the time that you did to chat with me a couple of times prior, and we came up with some really neat plans that I'll share at the end of the show, but I'm just excited to have had the opportunity. I think it's going to be a really great, very interesting time for our listeners. I entitled the show, Life Not Going As Planned, Let's See Why. And so the person that can see things sometimes better than a lot of us is Sandy Abbey. And we're going to start by having her share some things that brought her to the point of recognizing this particular gift, this psychic gift and ability that she has. She experienced quite a tragedy in her own life, but out of that was birthed this incredible ability to be able to see and share. So, Sandy, let's start by telling people about that experience that was so life-changing for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And it really was life-changing for me. I was an insurance agent, and I was living the, you know, Silver Ray, the quote-unquote normal life. And I had a near-death experience. And when I was out of my body, the intense love and the information that I got when I was out there was absolutely incredible. And the voice or the presence that I perceived as the creator or God or the force, whatever you want to call it, said he was going to send me back with a gift and that I was to share it. And so here I am after, that was about 25 years ago. And now, and I've been sharing it for the past, well, it took me a long time to figure out how to drive that car. So it took me a while, and I'm so grateful and happy to be able to share it. And the best way that I can describe it is I feel that I'm a secretary for the universe, and I have this big reception desk, and messages come in and messages go out. And I make myself available for anyone who would like me to check their inbox and see if there are messages from the universe.
Well, we already do have a caller on the line, but I want to ask you one question before we go to that. And you kind of mentioned it in what you just said, and that was that it took you a while to learn how to drive that car. I'm curious to know, and probably others as well, how did you recognize that there was this particular something that you had, and it had to be pretty startling to you even to be able to know? Were people just saying, how did you know that, Sandy? How could you tell? What went on with that became clear as a gift for you?
What a great question. And as you were asking me the question, I kind of remember back at the way in which I went to the other side was, it was very traumatic. And that was when I first realized, I'm going to have to put it out there, Silver Ray, I hope that's okay, about what happened. Because that's really the story in itself right there. I was attacked and strangled by a serial rapist. And when I was out of my body, I got information, and I knew that I was going to be the one to put him away. I just knew it when I was out there. And then when I came back, things got kind of scrambled. The way you would look at a computer screen and things were kind of scrambled and you have to defrag your disk, that's what it was like. I knew when I was out there, but when I came back, there was so much trauma spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, that I really had to get all of those things in alignment. But when I was in court and when I was pulling him out of a lineup and when I was going through the evidence room, I look back on that now knowing that the way that I knew was the gift. When I was in court and when I was giving answers and when I was pulling him out of the lineup, now I know that the information came through the gift. But back then, I just knew that those were the answers I was supposed to give. I really didn't understand why I knew that or how I knew that. But now I do know that that was how I get information through
right.
my gift. So that's really how it started.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you a few more questions after we take this call.
Sure.
Hello, caller in 713.
Yes, hi.
Hi there. Well, welcome to Foxology today. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question you'd like to ask Sandy? Did you want to share your name? You can. If not, that's fine. But did you have a question for Sandy?
Yes, I have a question. The first question is this a spiritual? Are you a spiritual person?
Very much so. And, you know, I believe
okay.
that we're all spiritual beings having a physical earth walk.
Yes, and well, my question is, I have a ministry, and I'm trying to see the next direction to take. I feel stuck in, like, places to meet, and also I feel stuck, like, in my business area. I have been laid off, so now I'm working again now, but it's not going as fast as I would like it to go. So do you have any insight on those two areas?
Sure, I'd be happy to check your inbox. You are a beautiful, beautiful lady, and you have so much love for God and for the creation and for people, and it's ready to be opened up. It's ready to go to the next level, and you know this, which is why you're kind of frustrated because it isn't going so as quickly as you should. But a lot of what's happening, and I know that this happens a lot with spiritual people, and Mother Teresa used to talk a lot about this, and I think we get tested, and our faith gets tested, and that's where you really are right now. You trust, but you need to go to the next level of trust and follow your instincts, follow your heart. The congregation will show you the way. I see a lot of people around you that care for you and that respect you, and they're giving you a lot of great advice and a lot of love, and that will carry you through to the next step. It's really a step into faith. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have that congregation around you now?
Yes, yes, yes. We just had an event that was very successful. Kind of surprising to me, but it was very successful. So, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Just trying to figure out the next place to meet so we can get a facility. We want to have a facility and a building for us to meet rather than in a hotel, yes. Did you see anything about my business, my work?
Well, that will connect up with the congregation, and actually I see it as a result of. So maybe someone in the congregation you'll connect with in a business way, but the source of it and the beginning of the next part of your journey will come through these people and come through your faith. I'm getting a lot about faith. Have you lost your faith lately? Have you kind of stuck your tongue out at the universe a little bit?
Well, not so much of stuck my tongue out. I guess I kind of like maybe stuck and disappointed in people acting faith. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, disappointed in people acting that I thought that was spiritual.
Your faith is tested. I keep seeing this picture of somebody giving the raspberry, But really, there's a lot of love around you, and you just follow what your heart says and follow these wonderful people, and you will find the way. It will organically unfold for you through your faith.
Okay.
Just trust God. And I know that you do, but the message in your inbox today is to really embrace that and open your heart to it and allow it to happen rather than trying to force it to happen.
Okay, allow it to happen. Okay. And
allow it to happen.
And it's interesting, in my devotion this morning, it talked about how a person's faith has been locked up and it was revealed. So I know what you're saying. It's what he spoke to me today in my devotional about faith.
Thank you for that.
So I just wanted to tell you that was the key word in my devotion today about a person's faith has been locked up to reveal God. I know the message was from him. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for that validation. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Okay, keep listening.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Well, that was pretty awesome, Sandy.
Isn't that amazing how the universe gives us little winks all over the place, and what a special lady. And she got that in her devotion, the same message.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I guess I shouldn't be so surprised, because when you spoke with me and I asked a couple of questions, people tend to think some of the kind of gift that you have can be kind of eerie and a little hard to grasp, but I know that in talking with me, and I asked you some general questions, and I know that you were able to share some insights that were just totally impossible for you to have gotten out of what I had asked you. And so it didn't take much to make a believer out of me, because you were 100% accurate in what you were able to see about things I had asked you about. So, thank you as well.
I'm so grateful to be able to translate the messages, to go to the inbox and look at the message and be able to articulate it back again mm-hmm. in an accurate way is so important to me, and to give a little hug. It feels like it gives a little hug, you know, and I always
yeah.
appreciate that so much because that hug always comes back to me. So thank you.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Well, Sandy, let me go back to something I was asking you before our caller. I wanted to know, once you got past, and I imagine having faced such a tragedy, I did understand completely how you say the answers just came. Once you got past all of that and you began to share things with others outside of the experience, that's what I want to know. As I said, that had to be kind of to you like, what? And where did that come from? And how did I know that? And they're asking you, how did you know that? And then how did it launch from there?
Yeah, it was, I started seeing a lot of things, especially on television, where there would be stories and they would be arresting someone. I'd say, oh, he didn't do it, or like, I would know where a missing person was. And I had no idea what I was seeing and what I was knowing. And I've learned since then that people that do go through that type of trauma or that type of experience, their life does change because it literally and physically, Silver Ray, opens up a part of the brain in a very physical way. They're able to put people like me through MRI machines and see a part of the brain that's more active than it is in other people. So there would probably be an amazing before and after. And in the after, it was hearing things and seeing things and knowing things. And it was a little disconcerting to go through all of that. And I'm so grateful that the universe sent me on a journey. And I spent 7 years with two Cherokee teachers and numerous spiritual teachers. One of my very favorite, Father John, traveled with Mother Teresa for years and years, and I adore Father John. My heart goes to Native American teachings more than the religious. And I met with rabbis and priests and ministers, and I love them all. But my heart really goes to the Native American. And I think that's because they looked at me and they said, you have this gift, and we're going to help you develop it rather than trying to teach me something. You know what I mean? They looked at me and they said, oh, we're gonna show you how to drive your own car. We're not going to try to get you to have another car. We're just going to take you and help you to heal, and that will develop your own gift. And so that was my journey, was my own healing. And I discovered the gift as I was going along because people started calling me and saying, hey, what do you get about this? Or, hey, what do you get about that? And all of a sudden I discovered that this was my gift. And it's very audible. I'm very good on the radio. I'm very good, as you know now, hearing things. But I also see things. I'm very visual. Sometimes I'll get a smell. And because I've worked with this for so long, I can use all of my senses and understand through all those senses. And the Native American way is that everything is connected. We are all connected to the Father Creator and to the Mother Earth and to the plants and the animals. And I really embrace that connection. And through that connection, the gift gets stronger and stronger, and through that love and acceptance of everyone's sacred space.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, when you speak with your clients, I know you have a pretty broad basis of people who look to you for help, guidance, and inspiration. Are you able to share perhaps some of the things that most people are seeking insight on, and how are you able to help them? In what particular ways?
Oh, great question. And, of course, it's evolved over the years, and it takes twists and turns. And I must say that I have absolutely the most fantastic client base. I have the most wonderful, wonderful people. Some that I work with very briefly, and some that have been my clients for 10 and 15 years. And people come to me for different reasons, and I feel that my position is to help empower them to feel whole and healthy, and people will come to me for that. But they may have a question about their job or their career or their relationships, and we take it one step further into creating a wholeness for that person so that they can proceed and be empowered in their own right. And they don't need me anymore. You know what I mean? Where they just can go and be whole. So I work with people with their own gifts very, very often, helping to develop their own gifts. If they call and say, I had a strange dream or I'm having these feelings, what is this all about? I work with people with health issues, very often with mental health or physical health issues, and to help give the spiritual guidance in that way, because everything that happens with us, every illness that happens has a spiritual cause or a spiritual core to it. And I really am very, very good at knowing that spiritual core and going right to it, and then helping to heal that brings that health and balance mentally and emotionally and physically. It translates right down to the physical body. And then other people will call, and I had a wonderful client. The story's sort of coming to mind. She was going in to have her baby the next day. It was a cesarean. And she asked me for any guidance before she went in. And I showed her, I told her about a picture I was seeing. And I said, you're going to be on the table, and the doctors aren't going to know what's going on because you're going to start bleeding. And I started describing it, and I said, you know, tell them to calm down, and this is what they need to do. And a couple days later, I got a call from the doctor, because here's my client laying on the table telling the doctors what's going on. And that always makes us kind of smile, and I'm always so grateful that she and the baby came out of that, you know, very healthy and happy, and the baby's now 9 years old. And but it kind of, the doctor had a little shock, you know.
That's a neat story.
It was really a very, very fun story. So I'm here to be of service, Silver Ray, and whatever way. The only thing I really don't do is future. I really believe that we have choices and that the Creator gave us free will to make responsible, healthy choices. So I'm here to help you release the past so that you can empower your future and have the choices and have it be whatever way you need it to be.
You know, I have a question and a couple of kind of fun questions, I think. One of them is, you ever have people call you trying to get lottery numbers and things like that to help them?
Once in a while. I'm pretty good with football. I'm pretty good with predicting the Super Bowl. I'm pretty good with that, but I haven't hit the lottery yet. I don't think that's what, you know, the Creator intended my gift to be used for, but, you know, what the heck? Hey, it's fun.
I'm sure not. I just thought there probably were a few who did that. The other question is, you mentioned free will, and I'm wondering, do you ever find yourself faced with your own opinions coming into play when you're speaking what you see?
It's very important, and of course I am me, so sure, but it's important for me to separate between what my personal opinion would be and what the creation is saying or what the universe is saying. And that's a really fantastic question, because it does take a lot of focus and being very objective to make sure that I'm as accurate as possible with the message, and that I'll always put my feelings of love in the message, and the way that I deliver my messages is always from a very positive perspective. And I know sometimes people that are in the position that I'm in and do things that I do, sometimes they might say the opposite. But that's really how my personal perspective comes into the reads, is even if it's something that might be, maybe they don't want to hear it, or it might be something, you know, along those lines, I'll always take that personal part of me and switch it up a little bit so that it comes through in a positive way. So that everyone is being served. Everything is best served. So
we can be sure that what you're delivering is very authentic. Well, we're getting very close to wrapping up the show, and I do want to thank you for being my special guest today. Want to mention, too, that you and I have talked up some really great ideas about doing a series that I am definitely going to be planning for the fall, so people can watch all my social media for the upcoming dates of those particular shows. I want you to go ahead, Sandy, and give out additional information for people who would like to reach out to you, and more your websites and any other information you'd like to share.
Thank you so much, Silver Ray. And I'd like to, for everyone listening now, I'd like to congratulate you on listening to Foxology and this lovely, lovely lady. And if you'd like to contact
you.
Me, oh, you're terrific. If you'd like to contact me, you can reach me at my website, and www, of course, Sandy, S-A-N-D-I, last name is Athey, T like Tom, H like Henry, E-Y, .net, sandyathey.net, and you can use the regular old-fashioned phone, and my office number is 410-747-6510, and again, that number is 410-747-6510. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and Sandy is Sandy Athey, and Sandy's with an I. And thank you again for having me on the show, and safe journeys to everyone.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and it's even been more insightful. I love it when there's things that we can learn, and I had hoped to ask you questions that could make those things clearer to people who are listening, and to kind of, you know, ease some of the discomfort some people may have sometimes with the word psychic. My theory is that it is what it is, and if you have that gift, you can call it by any other name. It's still the same gift. So I do appreciate you so much for taking the time for sharing, and I'm going to look forward to working with you on some special edition shows coming up very soon.
I would love that.
All right, well, we're going to get that done. And I want to thank all of you listeners for taking the time to check out today's show as well. Looking forward to, again, having you back. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for what's coming up on Foxology. In the meantime, I want to wish you a great day. And if you're stuck in life, well, there's a way to find out how to get unstuck. Sandy Athey is one of those people. So check that out. Share this information with your friends. And I'm going to look forward to having you back here. Have an amazing, amazing day. We'll talk to you next time.